we know that with the eyes open, when you concentrate on the truth becomes visible. So when you're diving under the water,
from it right now.
When we first
started with the eyes half open, mm-hmm. I never liked that. Every time we've tried a couple times before real short meditation, mm-hmm. I always end up closing my eyes. So we started with eyes half open, started with a fixed point, and just real uncomfortable, my eyes were watering, and this isn't working, that's what I was thinking the whole time. Seemed like a split second before you said, open my eyes, I close my eyes and calm down and got mm-hmm. quiet, and then I open my eyes just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a focus point. Mm-hmm. Then when you started talking, I was still able to
be focused.
Just be focused and stay
mm-hmm. I saw that.
In the light mm-hmm. and calm. Hear everything, be aware of everything, but still be mm-hmm. disconnected from everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still give you an answer when you spoke to me, but then it was still the same meditation until
mm-hmm.
maybe just now.
Fantastic.
So
you accomplished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could actually see him doing this.
Oh, yes. Did you see it? Yeah.
He was not really here.
Yeah, no.
He was aware. But
particularly
he was not
when
here.
I asked him, he it was like.
Yeah, you woke him up.
Yeah.
It was like,
with the eyes open.
I gotta come back here and
I'm
not ready.
So tonight was probably just as strong as the first.
Fantastic. The first time you came.
First time I came.
Yeah.
That's the reason I came back.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. Now you know that you're able to.
I've heard you speak of it, and it's always one of those things that's just elusive, just outside the realm of grasp.
Going, now you know why I repeat myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
so I see a huge tool for everyday life right now. Some of the power to
recreate
people do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's there for you to any time you choose to be in that stage. That's the most permanent stage. You know, you don't have to imitate what happened tonight. All you have to do is remember that this is absolutely possible. Not only possible, you were ready for it, to receive and run with it. There is tons of variety of knowledge in the world. There is math, there is science, there is medicine, there is God knows how many. But in the truth, there is only one knowledge. But it has to be repeated, because the conscious people become ripened in a different times, and the more they get satsang, we call it, keeping that company of the truth, the more they keep that, the easier it will penetrate.
What's the word you used just now?
Satsang. Mm-hmm. It just begins to penetrate more and more and more. And next thing you know, it's like somebody light the I have people that come just for truly pastime, or they're clueless when they walk in, and but through the repetition and through the demonstration of the same truth in a different angle, like a diamond, they begin to unfold that lotus of understanding, and then they observe it, and then they can run. And they don't need this class anymore. They can go like that. But you know. Yes. Anything, any other sharing?
Remember last week when we were talking about, I don't know anything and I am nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And just how that's, I don't know anything, meaning mind is completely God.
Yes.
And I am nobody, then the body is completely God.
That's right.
Then I can't be harmed, I can't be hurt, I can't be insulted.
Because there's no body.
I can't be insulted, I can't be, you know, betrayed.
You got it very well.
You
yes.
said that, and then I was watching the DVD with the cups. That was the first time I watched the cup DVD. But it's a thing where she has a cup that has all these drawings and things on it, and then there's a cup that's empty but is full of water. So you explained that in that DVD. And I just wanted to, because last week it was kind of vague for me.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about seeing divinity and things and how you said, well, you have to drop that too. And I was like, well, okay, then what do I do? And then, so I just wanted, if you want to talk about that just for a second, which we know.
Well, I never know what I say before, but what did I say? It was an empty cup with a painting on it, and yet
and
this
it
one
had no water.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a cup that had absolutely no drawings or things on it, but was full of water.
Mm-hmm. But it was invisible to a person
right.
that chooses
so
it.
So everybody was all focused on those drawings and all the events and the thoughts and the activities. But yet the water was in here.
Yeah.
So it was like going searching for
dry land.
Right.
With a lot of colors. Yeah, thank you. That's a very good, very, very good point, because so many times each one of us have done it, that we get tempted to something temporary that is more colorful, but it never quenches our thirst. Never does, you know? Because the water is invisible. You just have to develop that true thirst, not just a temporary thirst. Which brings us back to the beginning of this class. Are you thirsty? Are you forced, or did you come voluntarily with lots of enthusiasm?
And sometimes, even if you don't have the enthusiasm when you're coming at the beginning, you know that if you just have trust that if you continue to come, then you will get that enthusiasm. Because right away you might not have it. But you just know you have to go.
Yeah, that's the inner prompting. Very good. Yes.
Question. That makes a lot of sense. This is only my third time here. And I was very much looking forward to being here. And my mind can throw in questions like, well, why? You don't know what's going on there. You don't know the structure is vague to you. And I'm setting that aside. I'm following a different part of myself that brings me here. And I don't have a regular, what I call meditation practice, but something happened today that I would like your opinion about. And that was, I don't have a regular order day. And I was up till about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning working on the computer. Went to bed. Got up late. And so I was kind of out of sync with a schedule or a rhythm. And once I'd eaten and kind of gotten ready, I had a moment of pause to reflect on what am I going to do with the rest of this day. And all of a sudden, this kind of peace came over me, this softness, and I thought, well, this is nice. And this is not something I experience normally in my current situation. And so I went to a private place. I went to my room, thinking, well, am I going to meditate? Because I don't have a per se meditation practice. And I lay down on the end of the bed for a second, and I just started to go. To go off. And my mind at first thought, well, I'm not in a certain position. I'm not doing any of this. But as I released to it, I seemed to feel a
sensation.
Sensation.
It's
like a pressure mm-hmm. in here or behind my eyes. Mm-hmm. I think this, I can only reason this was some kind of spontaneous meditation, but I don't know. Does it sound?
This is actually, your mind doesn't know. You do. Your mind doesn't know because the mind goes by a file of the past experience,
reference point,
and brings them all out and say, oh no, I haven't been there. But the thing is, when that peace comes, the mind says, I have to do something about it. What does that mean? Should I go sit down and meditate? The best way to do it is just to stay with that peace, wherever you are. No matter, you didn't even have to change your room. That was an invitation from who you really are without the mind interference. You just sit there. Then you are in the natural state. As soon as you want to become anxious about it, what should I do with it? I don't know, I'm not a meditator. Then the body identification comes, and in your case didn't bother it, but in some cases it will just take the taste out of it. So this is a blessing that you got from Inner Guru, to be honest with you. That is the blessing due to your interest and desire for freedom, even though your mind doesn't want it. Something in you wants it. And that is enough for Inner Guru to pay attention at you now. Particularly, the more your path is right, the more invitation you get.
And another point to add, it brought up some very painful emotions mm-hmm. later on, shortly thereafter.
Because the mind was non-existent when the invitation happened. Because your mind has a tendency to, sometimes with a revenge, to come back. When it comes back, it is threatened that it might not exist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It attacked.
So this, not to know why we did the stop meditation tonight. This is stop meditation. If you do it regularly, what happens is when the mind comes back with a vengeance, you are prepared. You're not going to look at it at a scarecrow and think it's real ghost. It isn't. It's just a scarecrow. It is something that we gave it attention. Yeah, that we gave it attention over and over and over, and now it's hunting us. But stay like, what I would like you to do is to rent little Buddha and see what Buddha did. Sitting underneath the banyan tree with the eyes half open, the mind came as this beautiful woman. He did not move. Became a monster. He did not move. It became soldiers. He did not move. They became nothingness but leaves, he did not move. Then he became as his guru, he did not move. He just did not move. That is the Buddha mind. That is the Christ mind that we talk about for 6 years here. So, yes, it's normal. It's not you alone. Anybody and everybody that have given the belief, they believe their thoughts to be good and bad, they're under this umbrella of a scarecrow that is not even real. So you have nothing to worry about it. And when you go in a state of very deep, and if you come out too soon, or if you come out, you have gone too deep, what happens is the mind says, uh-oh, he's not paying attention at me. I better. But something in you know more better. Somehow you always come out on top, you know, because otherwise you wouldn't have that invitation.
I was brought out abruptly by a noise of another inhabitant in the house.
Oh, that shakes the nervous system, and when...
Yes, I was scared, I was angry, I was trembling.
And
I was
trembling.
Hurt, you're frustrated.
Okay, this is what you do when that happens. First of all, know that this will happen because the mind is non-existent. All of a sudden, it comes with such a force to exist that is too much contrast in the body. It's temporary, but it's hell. It's not comfortable at all. So what you do